Hey, it's Nicola. A scary ordeal for a service station attendant in Nambour last night who was allegedly threatened with a knife. A man entered the 7-Eleven service station at around 2 a.m. and demanded cash. And when the attendant refused, he allegedly used an aerosol can and a lighter to set a number of items alight on the counter. He then fled in what police believe was a silver Commodore with chrome wheels. Any information can be reported to PoliceLink. Two girls just 13 and 14 have been charged with arson and animal cruelty, accused of deliberately lighting a house fire at Coe's Creek near Nambour yesterday that killed two pet dogs. A mum and son were also inside at the time. Luckily, they managed to escape. It's believed the fire started in a downstairs bedroom before spreading. The two girls were later found at Nambour train station. Their relationship with the homeowner is unknown. The federal government's considering tougher laws to stop animal rights groups storming farms following yesterday's National Day of Action. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has labelled groups including Aussie Farms as green-collar criminals. He's also written to the states urging them to boost trespass laws, while local member for Fairfax Ted O'Brien has labelled the group's actions as un-Australian and appalling. And in sport briefly, the Sunshine Coast Lightning are hosting a school holiday coaching and skills clinic in Caloundra today to help inspire the next generation of budding netballers.